for us in Scripture Pastor Christian Center and hooked up with brethren all over Nigeria and all over the world, really, who would have heard some of the things we have been sharing in recent times. I was privileged to minister in a church in Lagos this last weekend and also in Akure in Ondo State. And out of those messages, as I was this morning, I just received this instruction and said, you need to instruct your people on this. And what I want us to do, I will just give a few scriptures and then I'll give you the instruction, is I want, this is going to be an individual effort thing. It's going to be united in the spirit, but I want each person as an individual, and God sees your heart. Nobody is going to come and cajole you. Nobody is going to come and force you. You know, it will depend on your own individual heart, your individual commitment and discipline. Trust me, God is watching. Pastor Boyega said something this morning when he was preaching, you know, and teaching, you know, and he said that God, the Lord Jesus, instructed the disciples for 40 days after his resurrection. The scripture tells us that there were over 500 people who saw him. And the Bible says for 40 days, he was telling them things concerning the kingdom. It is sad and regrettable that of those 500, only 120 were in the upper room on the day of Pentecost, and who were therefore made partakers of the first, and became first of the first fruits of Pentecost. That was due to individual choices. It was not, Peter and John were not going run around the brethren and say, please come to the upper room. It was a free will. Anybody want to come to the upper room? Come. People who didn't come, didn't come. So it is today. I preached a message here also in church on united praying in the spirit and how God is going to use united praying in the spirit to generate the spirit without measure because of the exponential increase of the power of God that takes place when you have a company of Christians who are praying. The principle, of course, we know is one puts 1,000 to flight, but two put 10,000 to flight. So three will put 100,000 to flight, and so on and so forth. So each time a person joins the group, there is a multiplication by a factor of 10. And that is why it blows in mathematics, we say it will blow up. You know, it becomes infinite. It begins to grow exponentially in powers of 10. 10 times 10 times 10 times 10 in 6 places is a million. 10 times 10 times 10 times 10 in 9 places is a billion. 10 times 10 times 10 times 10 in 12 places is a trillion. And it goes on. And it's that kind of multiplicative effect. Now somebody will say, why has this thing not worked up till now? It has not worked as effectively as should have worked. And this part of the instruction, because it will only work effectively in a company of Christians who are operating with an attitude. The attitude is even more than the words. Now, the words are important. Father, I confess our sins. In Jesus' name, we have life. You know, that's very important. But what do you think after that? The attitude of mercy, the attitude of love, the attitude of forgiveness. It has to be in your heart. So when your brother or your sister or somebody around, your wife, your husband, your friend, whoever, you know, if they do something you don't like, in your heart, this is critical to this operation we're about to enter. And I'll show you the prophetic, this thing in a minute. You know, it's important in your heart. Even when you cannot say it with your mouth, when you can later on, you know, anytime you say, Father, I confess our, that our is a defined hour. It's not just a general hour. It means you, your wife, your children, if you're married, if you're not. It means the people in your immediate environment. My hour and your hour may not be different. My own hour is big. because I have this church and other places that God has, you know, joined to me. You know, so when I say our, it's people under my covering, people God is drawing to me by Spirit on a daily basis. Some people He drew yesterday, you know, another same people He's drawing today. Every day God is drawing people to me. You know, then there are people that He's drawing for me. There are people He's not bringing to me. Is there people that He will just use them for 1 or 2 days, you know, in my sphere of environment, and then next day He's changed. So I understand there's a dynamic in this, in the Spirit, you know. And so when you say, Father, I confess our sins, in Jesus' name we have life, you have to mean it. Then when, if it's a particular individual that does a particular thing, in your mind, in your heart, say, Lord, have mercy on them. That attitude of mercy is critical. And this is the things I taught over this weekend. And I did it by the Spirit. You know, because God told me, and I told the people that I went to minister to, I said, God sent me here to recruit you into a spiritual army. Like what God did with David at the time of the, and that's the time we're in now, at the time of the transition between the reign of David, reign of Saul, and the reign of David, the Bible says that at that time, and now let's go to the scripture. First Chronicles chapter 12. I've preached this in church, so this is an instruction I have been given. And let's first of all start from verse 1. We'll just read verse 1 alone. It says, now there were men who came to David at Ziklag. I'm reading actually from the New King James. Give me the New King James. It's very similar to the King James, but it has modern English because I want to bring out something here. We don't have the New King James on the screen. We have the New International Version, which is okay. You can follow me on that. No, stay with the King James. I will be reading from New King James and I'll just make my comments. Stay with the King James for now. When I want you to move, I'll tell you. It says, now these are the men who came to David at Ziklag when he was still a fugitive from Saul. The New King James is fugitive, you know, and these were the mighty men of men. Ever say, shout, help us in the war. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. See, our warfare now is not a physical one, it's spiritual. So this same thing God is doing now. Okay? And they were, you know, you have a whole list. Let's read verse 2. I'm not going to read past verse 2 and then I'll jump to verse 17. It says, armed with bows, using both right hand and left, in hurling stones, shooting arrows with the bow. They were of Benjamin, even Saul's tribe. This is a very critical thing. And while I was ministering, I said to the people, I said, you can be in the wrong church with the right heart. God does not see our labels. He sees our heart. These were of the tribe of Benjamin. And they had been in Israel under Saul all this time. But the Holy Spirit now began to draw them in the heart to David. And they just started, they said, of their own free will. They weren't forced, they weren't coerced. They just started coming to David in Ziklag. Just start coming. And the Bible now gives us the numbers of different people, you know, mighty men. We're not going to go into all of that. Those are just details. Now, go up to verse 17. And he says, and David went out to meet them. I didn't hear you. And answered and said unto them, if you have come peaceably to help me. Now, the New King James says, my heart shall be united with you. The Old King James says knit, but the modern version is, that's where the unity of the Spirit comes in. It says, my heart will be what? United with you. Let's just stop there. So God is doing now, what God is doing today in the church is not a physical location. It's in the Spirit. So as people hear this message, and this is what happened even over this weekend. And that's why God said, get your people involved now. Because the timing is critical. You have a mass of people now who have heard and have started walking in this direction. Hook up with them in the Spirit. There's a place. Ziklag is not a physical place now. It's just, you know, in the Spirit, there's a unity of heart that is taking place inside in the spirit, you know, and it's taking place as I speak. You know, there are a lot of people that God has enlisted just over this weekend, you know, and many of them, you know, they understood the essence of what I was sharing. And I'm going to summarize it to us here right now. God requires only two things. Nothing complicated. Only two. One, praying in the spirit. You have to pray. Because that's the only way we can be united. See, if I'm praying in the understanding, my understanding may be wrong. There are a lot of people in the church like that. They're wrong in their head, but they're right in their heart. My understanding might be wrong, but I can never be wrong when I pray in the spirit. Because it is not me who is praying. It is the Spirit who is helping our infirmity. It's actually Jesus praying by the Holy Spirit through us, for us. That is how he ever liveth to make intercession. He is making intercession by the Spirit through us, for us. So when we begin to pray in the Spirit like that, we cannot go wrong. The second thing, and this is the one that has been absent, is an attitude of love, mercy, and forgiveness. Those are the only two things God requires. Praying in the Spirit, number one. Then number two, praying in the Spirit with the attitude is critical. Mercy, love, Father, I confess our sins. In Jesus' name we have life. We call it washing of feet. You know, you ask the blood of Jesus to cleanse people. You know, use the blood by saying, I confess our. You are allowed to do that. Because the Bible says, whoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. So when you say it, it's legal. And it works for the other person, even when the person doesn't even know. The Bible says, if any man sees brother sinning, sin unto death, go and talk to him. No. Let him ask life for him. You can ask life for people and they don't even know you ask life for them. They're not even conscious you're asking life for them. But they just feel better. So, it's critical. Those are the two requirements. Praying in the Spirit. And, secondly, praying with an attitude of mercy, of love, and forgiveness. If you can't do these two things, you don't qualify for this army. It's not a man-made thing. Let me rephrase that in a simpler way. If you don't practice, that's the better word. If you don't practice, you know, you slip into, once you see yourself getting irritated and angry, quickly correct that thing. For if you speak in the tongues of men and of angels, if you don't have love, that tongue is going to be noise. I point this out to people and they understood it. Because it's simple, everybody got it. It's very simple. So when we have a company of Christians who are praying in the Spirit with an attitude, asking for confession of sin, cleaning with the blood, asking for life, that's all. And then praying the Spirit. Then you now maintain the attitude in your mind. And I gave this example from Jesus at Gethsemane. You know, they irritated Jesus that evening. Jesus said, watch, tarry here with me, and I go to pray yonder. I've been preaching this thing for years, but it came out in a different way when I was ministering over the weekend. And the Bible says, Jesus went back, and they were sleeping. The innate is to be get angry and irritated. What's wrong with you people? Jesus just said, looked at them. Jesus knew that if he got into a wrong attitude, it would disturb his own prayer and everybody would perish. It was the prayer that Jesus prayed that saved the day. Because when the men came to arrest him, Peter took the sword. Peter didn't want to cut his hair. He wanted to cut his head. It was an angel that deflected the thing so that it just hit the air. It was going for the head. It was just a slight deflection. Can you imagine the amount of inches? How close it was. He cut the man's hair, but the spirit without measure was present. So Jesus took that power and put the hair back instantly. That's what made the man back off, or they would have killed all of them. And the work of 3 years would have gone in one night. So that is very, very critical. You know, the attitude is very... So when it, remember, God is watching your attitude. So whenever that attitude wants to go negative, just say, Lord, have mercy. And you know, you ask for mercy in two directions. You ask mercy for the person who is irritating you. Then you ask mercy for yourself not to be irritated. So it's not just for them. You need as much mercy to stay on an even keel. Now, go to verse 19. The same thing, really. You know, I'm from Manasseh. And some from Manasseh, in the New King James, says defected. Here, it says fell away. They fell to David. It means defected. It means they were of the tribe of Saul before. They were under Saul. But their heart changed. And they began to see, this is what God is doing, you know. Now, verse 22 is critical. He says, for at that time, I did not hear you. Now turn to your neighbor and say, that time is this time prophetically. We're in that time. This is real online present truth. We are in that time now. And that's why God is giving me this instruction to give to you. At that time, there came to David to help him. Remember what he said in that verse, helpers of the war. And that's what's going on now. Day by day, each day, God is going around the church in the spirit, and he's just recruiting people to help David in their heart. It's a heart. This thing is not a church thing. It's not an organization thing. It's a heart thing. But he kept doing it until he was a great host. Or should we say, use a modern expression that has a critical mass. A critical mass. There is a, I don't know what that, you see, that's one of the reasons why the Bible says no man knows the day or the hour. It is only God who knows when that number will reach a critical mass. And when that thing happens, the spirit without measure will be released. We are very close to it. And that's why I'm giving this instruction. Yes, darling.
Amen. I think it's blow ye the trumpet. What you're doing? Yeah. What you're doing? You may not know it. It's Joel 2. I just needed to tell you because you need to keep doing it. Because this is what you're doing. There's an enlisting of a Joel's army going on. And there's a need to blow the trumpet in Zion. And that's what you're doing. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountains. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. And now, let me just quickly jump to see what Pastor is saying. He says, they shall be like mighty men. When he said, this army, I was had already whispered to Pastor G before he started speaking. I said, you know, this is Joel's army. This is Joel's army. And you know, if you look at from verse, because Pastor has to go, it says, they shall run like mighty men. They shall be from 7. And you know, they shall run. Give me 7. So Pastor can continue. Pastor, you just have to keep doing it. The time is now. And that is why people are listening now. That's why they're calling you now. That's why they are coming to you now. Because it is nigh at hand. They too can hear the sound. They can hear, because it's God that is making that sound. And now see why love has to be part of it. See 7. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. And they shall march everyone on his ways. And they shall not break their ranks. Let's keep moving on. Neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk everyone in his path. And when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. Because love It's covering. It's covering. So there's no, the evil one comes and he finds no way to be able to penetrate because there's so much love. There's no one. So much forgiveness. So much life. And there's no, the devil is not able to penetrate. The evil one comes to us and he's not able to penetrate because every man is walking shoulder to shoulder. Pastor G is covering me. Pastor Wale is covering Pastor G. And Pastor Tunji is covering me at the back. So everywhere he draws his sword, he cannot hit me because there's cover power. And that's why Pastor said he's beyond a church. What makes a man who has stayed away from you for so many years all of a sudden say, Pastor, I'm coming to you. Come to my church. I'll open my church to you. There is something that is happening. And we have to be a part of it because it's a family thing. It is God that is raising. The Bible says he's the father of the families of the earth. More than ever before, God is not coming for a divided church. He's coming for one church. And it's without walls. No walls. There's no scripture pasture. There's no redeemed. There's no Christ-like church. There is only one church. The church of God. Hallelujah. And that is the reason why now we must arise. Brethren, it is a mindset. Tell me, I know what it means because I have been through a lot of persecution. And I would never have risen to this place if I did not have that mindset. It's a mindset. You just have to make up your mind. No matter what anybody does for me. Forgiveness is my choice. I must find my bearing. You might be crying, but you're finding forgiveness. You might be crying, but you're forgiving. I'm not telling you it's easy, but I'm telling you there's no other choice.
Hallelujah. The Bible says, let the prophet speak two or three. And if one be revealed to another, let the other speak.
Continue. I remember there was something we've been praying about with one lady. And the Lord spoke to me, and this is real. Some of our blessings are being blocked by unforgiveness. Some of our prayers, what the Bible says, when you go to offer, you go to bring your offering. He said, and you remember. Did you hear scripture? There's nothing that you can do about this. You cannot lie against the truth. He said, and you remember that your brother has an ought against you. What did he say? He said, drop it. Because if you offer it, it will not be accepted. It will not be accepted. This is Jesus that said it. He was not an apostle. He was Jesus himself, the living word. He said, drop it. He says, go and reconcile with your brother. And then, it is not you that even has the ought against it. It's the brother that has, means he's tying you down, man. This one, you can't even afford it at all. Whether it is the brother, that is why everyone is in Jesus' name. I have life. I pray for my brother. He has life. You have life. Everybody has life. Life, life, abundant life. Hallelujah. And you know, so I was just telling that person, I said, look, this thing we are believing God is not hard. I said, you know the answer. God just told me now. He said, there's somebody you have offended. Just go and apologize to that person. Don't let yourself, would that person think I want something? I said, it's not whether you want something from the person or not. It is this thing is tying down your blessing. I said, just call, apologize. You see what God is going to do. And that was exactly what happened. Called, apologize, say, I'm really sorry. And then a new day broke up on that person. Men, I'm telling you, this is real life, right on the beat. Many of our blessings sometimes are held down. Not because God has not given us. Not because it has not come. But maybe a brother is tying you down that you need to release yourself. Or maybe it's you that is tying somebody down that you need to release. This is it. There is a Joel's army and you cannot be a part of that army except you walk in this thing that pastor is saying. Amen. I just came to come.
Hallelujah. Beautiful confirmation. The Bible says, let the prophet speak two or three, if anything be revealed to him that sitteth by. And that's what has happened here. Now, I continue my instructions. Everybody go to Acts chapter 1, verse 14. This was the atmosphere. I don't know if that's the best word to use. The conditions is a better word. The atmosphere is just, it's symbolic. You know, the condition that precipitated the release of the Spirit with measure at that time of Pentecost. Verse 14, just that one alone. He said, they all, everyone say all. And turn to anybody and say, I'm part of the all. Now, we're going to find out if you're part of the all in a minute. You know, because when I finish, I have clear, I'm sitting down there, clear instruction. Exactly what to tell you to do. So if you want to be a part of the all, then the next expression is very important. Say continued. Say it again. Say it again. I didn't hear you. God wants to hear you in heaven. This thing is not for people who will not continue. It's not for people who will not continue. First all, then second continue. It is a piece for determined, serious-minded Christians who want to see the glory of God. They continued with three accords. Attitude. Hello? This one agenda, this one had another agenda, this one had another agenda. It was one agenda. I'm going to tell you what the agenda is in a minute. It was one in, they all continued with what? One accord. And in what? Prayer and supplication. Now, it doesn't say in those days, they hadn't gotten tongues at that time. But we now, in our own context today, is praying in the Spirit. Praying in tongues, travail, supplication. Now let me mention this to this. And God told me, when I went to minister to some of these people over the weekend, you know, God said, there are different Christians at different levels. He said, there will be some who all they can just do is tongues. Then there will be those like you, you know, who can do tongues and travail and groan. He said, I'm going to use everything. And everyone. Are you listening to me? I'm going to use everything because their tongue. You see, this person may not be very strong. He just has a little tongue. But the heart is right. Because the heart is right, God can use it. He says one will put 1,000 to flight. But two will put 10,000. But sometimes one can't even put 10 to flight. Maybe he can put one to flight. So God will get 1,000 of them to form one. So they will now put 1,000 to flight. So some of the ones are so weak that they cannot be a one. Because you know what? One, 1,000 is a captain over thousands. There are captains over tens, there are captains over fifties, there are captains over hundreds, and there are captains over thousands. It is not everybody who is a captain over 1,000. So it's not everybody who can put 1,000 to flight. Some people can only put one to flight. Some people can put 10 to flight. Some can put 20 to flight. But it doesn't matter. That's why we need the mass army. So the ones that can only put 5 to flight, 10 to flight, God will pick them. He will now join them together to get what he wants. He's, as I'm giving you online revelation knowledge, he's already, as I'm talking, he's doing it now. I don't know how many people I recorded this last Friday, over 2,000-3,000 people in different places, in two different places, you know, at least 1,000 in one place, maybe about 500,000 in another place. And people saw it because I made it very simple. I said, God does not want two things. It's just two things. One, pray in spirit. Two, attitude of love, mercy, and forgiveness. Finish. Any Christian can understand that. So even if he's just putting out, if he can only put 5 to flight or 1 to flight, it doesn't matter. God will hook them up and use them. Okay. Now jump to, I'm going to give you my final instruction in a minute. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. With the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren, everybody. And you must understand that these people had a wrong attitude towards Jesus before. Do you remember that Holy Mother never used to go to the meeting? She stood without and his brethren. And they say, your mommy and your brothers are calling for you. And Jesus said, who is my mommy? Who is my brother? And said, these are my disciples that hear my word. But they were out before they are in now. So even people who are not in agreement before, God is bringing them in now. There are people who didn't believe in what Jesus was doing. They didn't believe in him. His brothers and his mom and his even holy mother, with the fact that she had virgin birth and everything, she said, you know what? She go and pray for me. That's in Yoruba, because that's how my mother used to say when I was small. I'm calling for me. You know? And they say, your mommy is calling you. He said, who is my mommy? But they changed though. See, brethren, that's why we need this love and forgiveness. Even people who have been your antagonists before, God can change them and bring them in. Don't block them from coming in by not forgiving them. We're not through yet. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. And look at verse 3. Now, this is the key to this whole operation. It's all in the spirit. It is not in physical. So I'm not going to call a prayer meeting and ask people from Lagos to come and people from Abuja to come, or I go to Abuja and rent the stadium and say all the 20,000 Christians, all of us should come, then we are in one accord. No, that's not what makes us. It is not us coming together in one place that makes us in one accord. What makes us in one accord is our heart. So I don't have to. That's the beauty of this thing. You know, I don't have to be in a physical location. So the person here in Nigeria, the person here in London, the one in UK, the one in Abuja, the one in Lagos, the one in Akure, the one in wherever. Because there is no distance in the spirit realm. And there it is. Say, for I verily... Let me read it from this other place, you know, that's verse 3. It says, for I verily, as absent in body, but what? Present in spirit. It's a spiritual operation. Have judged already, this time we're talking about judgment and all of that. But, you know, it's still similar, but, you know, the principle is what I want to get. Concerning him has done this deed. Don't concentrate on that. Move to the next verse. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, when you are what? Gathered together. He's not there. Paul is not there physically, but God is doing a concatenation. He is doing a unity. He is doing a joining in the spirit between Paul's spirit and the spirit of only God knows how many thousands of Christians were in Corinth at that time. God is doing the same thing now. Keep this in the King James and go to the Amplified. I love it in the Amplified. Look at how it says it. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. No. The other verse. Oh, okay. Yeah. Fine. Go back. Thank you. On the man who has committed such a deed. Now, the second expression after the deed is where I want us to concentrate on. Here a little, there a little. This is where the instruction comes in. When you, who is you? The Corinthian church. This, that you is a plural you. It's not a singular you. He's talking about all the Christians in Corinth. And there were different places that Corinth was like Ibadan. It was a big city. It wasn't one place. When you and my own spirit are what? Met together. Everybody say met together. Say met together. Say met together. Say met together. With the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is true unity in the spirit. It is the Holy Ghost who does it all. So he will take the spirits of all these brethren, the ones in Lagos, ones in Accra, all these places where God has sent me recently, you know, who have agreed and have started to do it, even if one can only put one to flight, the ones who can put two to, it doesn't matter. But where then we will all now meet together. Not in the flesh, in the spirit. With the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Met together. My own spirit are met with you, are met together with the power. So, you know what? Look at Psalm 133. It says, how beautiful it is when brethren dwell together in the... It is like he's giving us a physical illustration to explain a spiritual reality. The anointing that is on the head. The head is Jesus, we know. Then it comes to the leadership. It goes down his beard. Then goes down the skirts. Right to the whole body. What has happened in the past, hitherto, and that's what we are correcting now, is all the unforgiveness, the pride, sin, rebellion, the power that's coming from the head, by the time it gets down here, it has attenuated so much. Attenuation is an electrical expression. It means that the volume, the voltage, the measure of power, you know, becomes so small by the time it travels through the body because of all those blocks and resistances and things. If you remove the blocks, and which is what you do by love and forgiveness and asking for life, if you remove all those blocks, you will find that the same volume, the same measure that's come, then as it hits different measure, different members of the body, it starts getting multiplied by 10. By the time it hits, it will be without measure. And then we'll have the glory. That's what's going to happen. Correction is happening. As I speak this morning, there are people like that already. Now, I've come to recruit you in particular. You've already recruited, most of you. You know, but I've come to now give you a specific instruction with understanding. Because you are privileged by the grace of God to probably have a little bit more understanding than some others. Remember, this thing is not knowledge alone, it's heart. Now, knowledge is important in its place, but heart is critical. You know, Lord said, I should tell you, everybody as an individual, from today, now, it's critical now because we have people now that God has already enlisted he's bringing to help us. So, you now who have better understanding and maybe have practiced these things a little bit more, I'm giving you an instruction. Everybody as an individual, once a week, nothing difficult. God said, make it simple. Once a week, pray 1 hour in the Spirit for the release of the Spirit without measure in the church. That's all. No complicated prayer. Just say, Lord, I want to play my part in that big body of army. And I've come to pray. I don't know. Do it at your convenience. You can do it in the middle of the night. You can do it on a Tuesday when you're fasting. Preferably with fasting. Preferably. You know, that doesn't mean you have to have gone a long fast. It just means, you know, don't eat. Do it before you eat. Then after that you can eat. You know, preferably with fasting. That's all God wants. Each one of us as an individual. Say, God, this is my own time, my own portion. You know, God will now meet us in the Spirit. So when you are met together. Now there are brethren, some of our brethren who can't pray 1 hour in the Spirit yet. Some of them can only do 15 minutes. I told them this. I said, some people, I said, don't be discouraged. I said, if it's 5 minutes you can do it, but do it with the right heart. The person who can do 10 minutes, let him do 10. The person who can do 15. But you here, by the grace of God, many of you are well trained. An hour should not be a problem for you. But even if you can't do an hour, if you do 30 minutes, it's still okay. The most important thing is the heart. That's what has been missing. The heart of mercy, of love, and of forgiveness. Then you say, Lord, I've come to keep rank. See, praying for the nation is critical. And we're doing that already. We already have our clusters and groups. That continues. But this, the Spirit without measure. You see, the solution of the problem of the nation is in the church. And that's what the whole we are all waiting for. So I want everybody, thank you Jesus, I want everybody to get involved in this. Every week, look for 1 hour. Apart from all the other things you pray about, your family and all of that, say, Lord, I want to pray my own slot of 1 hour for the release of the Spirit without measure in your church at this time. She says, at that time, God brought to David, day by day. As I'm speaking, as it's going out to the whole world, there are people who are picking these instructions. People I don't even know in different countries all over the world. All you have to do, you don't have to belong to, I don't care the church you belong to. I don't care your denomination. That's not important to God. We are united in spirit already because we're a part of the body. We keep that unity by love, forgiveness, cleansing of the blood, asking for life, and then praying in the spirit. The Holy Spirit will now unite all our prayers together. All I want from you, as best as you can, you know, pray an hour in the spirit once every week, you know, for the release of the spirit without measure, like they did in the Acts of the Apostles. They were one accord. I'm asking for two things. I'm asking for, you know, this is just the one thing. Lord, we want the release of the spirit without measure in your church now. I believe that this instruction that the Lord has given me, if we'll be faithful and we will do it, very shortly, I do not know the deal there. Only God knows that. But he's nudged me in the spirit. He said, go and tell them. He said, you have a mass now. There's a movement now in that direction. He said, you guys, and watch this, the Breaker Company. He says, the king, the Lord at the head of them, and then the company. So you need, we need to move. The momentum is on our side. Are you listening to me? So let's take advantage of it right now. Hallelujah. And move. Now, if you are going to commit to this, stand to your feet. If you're not going to commit, sit down. Oh. Am I angry with you? No, this is not a time. If you cannot commit to 1 hour, you know, not necessarily an hour. I'm keeping that flexible. That's what I would prefer. But if you can make an hour, that's fine. If you can make 15 minutes, whatever. But if you want to commit to say, yes, Pastor, I will pray. I will try to pray at least an hour, but I will pray in the Spirit every week for the release of the Spirit without measure as much as I can and up to an hour with fasting. You know, I want to join in the Spirit. This army you are raising in the Spirit, I want to be a part of that you. It says, when you are gathered together, when you are met together with my Spirit, I want to be a part of that. Raise that hand. You make a vow, keep it. I'm not going to come and check. I can't even. I'm not going to check whether you are 10. This is between you and God. But if you do it with your heart and you do it with honesty and with humility, you will see how God is going to reward you. All of us will benefit when the Spirit without measure is released. It's not a one-man show. It's not a one-church show. The whole nation, the nations of the earth, are all waiting and travailing for the manifestation of the sons of God. Raise that hand and we will just pray and commit. Say, Father, I confess our sins and so clean with the blood. In Jesus' name, we have life. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word of instruction that has come, showing me that I can and I am united in the Spirit with an army of Christians that you are raising up right now at this time to generate and to release the power of the Spirit without measure through your church. Praying in one accord with prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Father, I enlist into this army. I will play my part. At least I will try my best to do about an hour once a week in prayer, in the Spirit, with supplication for the Spirit without measure to be released in your church at this time. Because we know from the books, we know from the heavens that the time, the season is now. Nekashtu frenengala. Lepinetuske fredesk. Noketuske fridi. Lipranashtanga. Nikardoske fridik.
Safri, lubrique tolos, lambrecama tolomus tolom tofre, lubrecama tofrici, zofre, lambredocus, tolomangar dofre, nifridele mira, zofridelic, nofridele, gelabric, nofridele, nicotofri, nefridele, gelafrede, nofridis, lapridicatusco fridis, nifridias, lopridilis, langardas, Neros, Jeffridilos, Finingaros, Tofredesk. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. Give the Lord a super clap offering. Hallelujah. It is not a man-made thing. It is a God thing. It is in the spirit. It is not flesh. If you do it, you will see what God will do. I don't know everything. But the one that I've been shown and I've been instructed to do, I have told you, and I have shown you from the scriptures the scriptural basis for this operation. We're very close. That's all I know. I don't know but I know we are this close. And if we just push through, and that's why God has asked me to recruit you this morning. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask the pastor, when you begin the prayer, you start with, Father, we confess our sins. We clean with the blood. Saying clean with the blood is very important because that's what activates the blood. In Jesus' name, I have life. Take a few life scriptures and then you pray in the spirit. Continuity is critical. This is the continued. So you do once a week and make sure the next week you continue and you continue. Say, when do we stop? When the glory comes. Now, last scripture of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16. From whom the whole body. Now, give this to me in the Amplified. So you understand it's a spiritual operation. I was instructed as I was sitting down there to come and share this. I want you to keep this, write it down. If you have an Amplified Bible, and you should, it's almost free. You can get it on the internet. Make sure you if you don't have a physical one, go and check this scripture. For because of him, I didn't hear you. The whole church, the whole body, the church in all its various parts, closely joined and firmly knit together by the joints and ligaments with which it is supplied. Now, look, this is the critical part. If you have a biro, if you're the kind of person who I don't mark my, but you can mark it in your mind, or you can mark it with a highlighted pencil. When each part, if you're a part, let me see your hand. He's talking to all of us. When each part, I didn't hear you. With power adapted to its... God is conscious that we're not all the same level. With power adapted to its need is what? Working properly in all its functions grows to full maturity, building itself up in love. So each part has to play its part. Each person has to play their part. Adapted with power. The power I have is not the power you have. It's not the power, we'll be different. But when you put it together, it's a synergy. And that's what's going to... That is... The eunuch mommy has been saying this thing for years. The reality of it is now, in unity lies our strength. You see, the people are one. There is nothing that they have imagined that they will not be able to do. Yes, darling.
I want to help us break this thing down to clusters. Praise the Lord. See, the way Pastor and I operate is really interesting. Because I was saying to myself, the people need to have a practical way of doing this.
They need to know, because praying 1 week is really nothing. At the end of the day, nobody will, you will start, but you will not do it. You know how we resolve that in the lead intercessors and the man child? We have clusters. And you know, the Lord began to say to me, he said, the apostles, the women, mother, and the brethren. So we are going to, nobody's going to ask you when or how. You are just going to sign. We have clusters in this church that prays every day. Monday, Tuesday, you're just signing. Even if it's only 15 minutes, my own is Monday. 15 minutes every Monday. Start with 15. Don't go and start 1 hour that you know you cannot carry. Don't vow a vow that you can. Brethren, I'm just telling you. See, pastor is far from me and closer to you. Pastor has gone. Do you understand? I'm still trying to hold his tail. Pastor is gone, 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 gone like this. So be like me. I'm closer to you. So me, I can tell you how, you know, I'm trying to still get there. You know, so because I hear me, that's why I'm coming out to tell you. Because if you see pastor, man, 4 o'clock, his eyes will be like this. Ah, I'm not still there. I'm trying. I will get there. So, please. So you can, because truly this thing is really real. It's real. And you see, all God is looking at heart and faithfulness.
Yes.
If it is 15 minutes,
yes,
just 15 minutes every Monday, my own Monday, every day, 15 minutes, no matter what is happening, 15 minutes by 15, even if it is 10, even if it is 5, because we are different level. Because 5 minutes, just make sure every Monday I shut myself out and I'm praying for that thing. You see, your name, God takes your name. So, let's see how pastor was saying. So, like, if the 100, 10 tens make 100. 100 make 100. You will shall be there in that fraction. Have your name in that fraction. Be a part of that fraction. It can be 1 of 100. It can be 10 of 100. It can be 2 of 100. 50. It can be 1 of 100. Just, you know, just be there. So you have to, when you live with a man like this, that is super, you try not to be intimidated. You try to, because if not, I will just not be able to move. You know, the man is so far out. I mean, I'm trying to breathe. Hallelujah. So you have Monday cluster. Well, it's true, I'm telling you, Monday cluster. Just join it. Monday. No matter what. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, praying in the spirit, confess my sins, replay, ask for blood, for the cleansing of the blood of, by the blood in the name of Jesus. Choose life, receive life, energize your spirit, man, and then pray for the church. The man is without measure for the church. 5 minutes. Release of the spirit. It's so easy. Release of the spirit without measure. Make up a shaking. 5 minutes. Thank God. Every Monday. Tuesday. If your own is Tuesday, every Tuesday, Mama Bashika, Papa, because 10 minutes, you see what will happen. It's from 5, you go to, that is how I grew. From 5, you grow to 10. From 15, then you go to, then after a while, I say, Pastor, I'm seeing your tail, so it means it's not that bad. I'm surviving, amen, hallelujah. And then you know, after a while, you just begin to do, you see, because when we said 21 days, people did not think we could do 21 days fast. But we did 21 days twice. By the mercy and the grace of God. And now I'm sure there's another church. Nobody will be afraid anymore. Because we have, it's all in the mind. Then Wednesday, just choose your own. If 10, 15 minutes, just. You belong to a cluster. Tell somebody you belong to a cluster. I belong to a Monday cluster. Or any day cluster. But you belong, choose your own day. Nobody, and nobody is going to ask you. Because it is not, this army is God's army. So no man is going to supervise you. You will supervise yourself. But make sure you have a fraction of that time. And if you vow a vow, you see what will happen at the time. If you vow a vow, don't defer to pay it all. Because God has no pleasures in people who vow a vow and don't pay it. If it's Thursday, just do it. If it's Friday, so in lead intercessors, you belong to a cluster. So the lead intercessor of Monday, you are covering everybody. And you pray for life for them. You begin to pray for those people who are belong to your cluster that you don't know. That is how you are expanding your own spirit, man. Because now you become a captain over 10. You become a captain over 1,000. You become a captain. And it's a spiritual captain. So after a while, pastor can, you know, release a little bit of power into me, and I can be a captain over more, and I can, as I'm developing, I'm becoming a captain over more, because I am following after. Amen. Do you understand? So please, belong to a cluster. Monday, Sunday, just belong to a cluster. Now, how many minutes you do is between you and God. This one makes it always easy for our elderly citizen. Then it is easy. Just sit down. They say, I'm praying my own. If so, it can be 5 minutes. The Lord hears it. It can be 10. Papa Jehovah hears it. But you have a cluster. And you belong to a cluster. And let me tell you, sir, somebody is praying over you, sir. Because somebody is in charge of that Monday cluster. Tuesday, somebody is in charge of that cluster. Wednesday, somebody is in charge of that cluster. Thursday, somebody is in charge of that cluster. Friday, somebody is in charge of that cluster. Saturday, people are praying on that cluster. So it's not only you. So you can see how we are expanding the kingdom of God by leaps and bounds. And you see, what happens is once you belong to a cluster, you are not alone anymore. There's a synchrony and a synergy. And everybody's walking shoulder to shoulder, not breaking rank. And that's the army that's there. And because then you're not alone anymore. You belong to a band. You belong to a company. Hallelujah. That's what I just a day. Amen. Hallelujah.
This is what you call helpmates. Original helpmates. See how she has helped me. You know, that's what it is. This is a partnership. It's real helpmates. She's broken it down. So everybody choose your date. Now, the Lord said I should tell you that what has started in Scripture Pastor here is going to spread throughout the body of Christ, throughout the whole earth. Not just Nigeria. The glory is going to come. Then everybody will say, how do you people do it? They will say, that's how we did it. Then they will do it in England, they will do it in America, they will do it in Japan, they will all over. That then shall come to pass that which is written, that the whole earth will be filled with the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. This small thing we seem just to be starting. You have no idea where it's going. It is a great honor and privilege to start. To be a part of the starting. It's a great... Don't mess... You know, mommy, thank you. If... Be honest. God, I can't do more than 15 minutes. God prefers you to say, I will do 15 minutes. And be faithful to 15 minutes. Than to say, I will do 1 hour. And then you don't do the 1 hour. Say, God, be honest. Be honest. If you can't do groaning much, you say, Father, you know, I can't groan more badly. I can do the tongue. Do the tongues. Whatever you can do, adapted each part. Everybody say it. Don't your neighbor say, I'm a part. When each part with power adapted to its need is what? Working properly. Just stop there. Say, I will work properly with the power adapted to me. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. That's all. Even if it's 5 minutes, if that's what is adapted to you for now, start with that. But I want everybody to be involved. So that when, in the future, when the glory comes and all that, you'll be able to say, I was a part of that. I put my own, and you know, when the time comes, this is much, much later, you know, when we go in the rapture and we go to heaven and everything, when they are looking at the wall, when the city, do you understand? Your part, you know, they will write your name. There will be a place where your name will be. You know, the apostles are the one who started, their own names are in the foundation, but the city is not only a foundation. And that's why the Bible says that if any man take away from the book, he said his part will be taken away from the city. Your part will not be taken away from the city. Write your name in gold now in what God is doing in the church. It goes beyond this life. Once you are anointed and all that, they'll put your name there. When you get to heaven, you go and see, look what we did in church the other day. Praise the Lord.